When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to, and fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is an extra Sunday month. So we have five Sundays this month, so this is our extra Sunday, and we are, we have to stay. I'm talking to myself out loud here. We have to stay on schedule because we have a full show. And we will be starting a little bit early or getting serious early. So we will get our chat out of the way and get the show officially started with prayers and affirmations, take care of our advertisers. Then we're going to fire up and get rolling here about the bottom of the hour. And we will welcome back Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And finally, Nathan and I have been waiting. We can't stand it. We got to hear the story. Henry Rooster. You know, I remember Henry the Rooster that was the rogue rooster on Whidbey that Beth brought home and bonded with, and they got him a wife, Arabella. Well, apparently, Henry caught his tail feathers on fire. Yeah. Yeah, he caught his tail feathers on fire. Well, I haven't heard the story yet, but anyway, Nathan and I are eager to hear the story. I'm sure you are too. So we'll start off with that, and then we got animals in the news stuff we'll cover for the rest of this hour, and they will be with us through the 10 o'clock hour. And then we've got a surprise guest coming in. I didn't mention it to you last week because I didn't think she was going to be able to do it. But turns out she's going to spend a little of her part vacation time with us. And that would be one of our all-time favorite guests, and that's Janice Gianforte, the chief cook and bottle washer from New Pro Supplements. You know, all those great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And she is going to spend the 11 o'clock hour with us, so we're all going to get educated on nutrition and all these great supplements. And, of course, I don't know how she does it, but she is still burning up the canine competition world with her cattle dog mix, Tucker. So we'll hear about that, too. So, anyway, Janice will join us for the last hour. And all righty, then. So I'll tell you from the Pacific Northwest in my area, which, of course, is usually the convergence zone. I look out the window. It's rainy, rainy, rainy and cold. And I think it's not going to change today, but we'll find out. Because keeping us on the air in the rain and the cold would be production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And I'll be here trying to do something about that rain and cold. I'm going to actually get to our weather really quickly because something strange is happening.
Uh-oh.
And on Tuesday, suddenly we jump up like 20 degrees. It's going from like 50 degrees to almost 70 degrees.
I had a rumor that we could hit 70 on Tuesday. It would be the first 70s of the year. But I'm not ready. Okay. All of a sudden, you know, it's slower to wake up out here out because I'm a little northeast of y'all and but you know, stuff's starting to grow and all of that. but it has to cooperate with my schedule. And yesterday, I had thought it was going to be a rainy day, but I asked the weather angels because I had to do a session and go all the way to West Seattle, and which I did, and it was very nice. It was a lovely, lovely day. It turned out that the sun was out, but Nathan, when I got out of the garage in my car and started off my drive to my session yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was an unfamiliar sound that I didn't really want to be hearing yet. And everybody in the whole neighborhood, everywhere, is out on their mowers cutting their grass for the first time. So voyage on mowers was going on all over the neighborhood. Every field, every pasture, everybody was on their mowers. And, of course, I'm driving off to go do a session, so I can't mow.
See, I'd be getting out of the car and starting to smell the fresh-cut grass.
Well, yeah, that hasn't happened here yet. And now I don't know when it's going to, because today it's, it's cold and it's rainy, and I'm going to be doing Sunday afternoon chores in the rain, it sounds like, but there won't be any mowing going on until it dries out a bit. But anyway, so it's that time of year. I'm going to have to gear up and get into the mowing frame of mind and all of that, which I actually enjoy doing all of that, but I've got still some winter cleanup to do in the dockyard, all of that sort of thing. But anyway, it's just happening a little too early. And, if it does, in fact, get that warm on Tuesday with all this rain lately, that's just going to encourage the grass to grow. And so, anyway, I have mixed feelings about it, but I, as anyone else, will be delighted to see the sunshine and feel some warmer temperatures. And so it does look like that's coming up, but I think we got more rain today, just rain today. And
yeah, just
and
a bunch of rain, and that sun's probably going to fool a lot of things, plants or animals or people that it's getting warm, or bugs too, but once that's all done, those couple days on Tuesday and Wednesday, we get back to just like it is today. Cold and
wet. Yeah, it only teases us for like a day, and then it goes back to rain the rest
days.
Of the week. Yeah. Maybe some more sun by the following weekend. But my Saturdays are booked up, so we have to have better mowing weather some other day. But anyway, so you said something, you had some earthquake news?
Yeah. We go from convergence zone to subduction zone, I guess, because late Monday night, I was just laying in bed in my condo, and all of a sudden, I hear what sounds like a gust of wind, just like that sort of sound, uh-huh. Like there's a big gust of wind pushing a condo, and I heard some little bit of like shifting in the building, like it was a strong gust of wind, too. Also, my bed wiggled a little bit. I was like, that was strange. It only lasted like half a second, so I didn't really think about it much at the time. I thought maybe, like I said, gust of wind, or maybe somebody downstairs was setting something heavy down and it, something like that. Well, the next morning on Tuesday, I wake up and I'm going through Facebook and all that, and I see a bunch of articles saying something about an earthquake which happened near Tacoma around Vashon Island, and like just a small one, like a 3.3 magnitude, and then other people were describing the same thing, that it sounded like maybe their house got hit by something. They didn't think it was an earthquake because it was just so fast, it was like half a second, it was done. So that's the point I knew.
Sometimes they're real fast, and sometimes they last quite a while. So,
yeah, so at that point,
I was aware of it. I heard about it on the news, but I didn't feel it. So it wasn't big enough for us to feel here.
Oh, it didn't even reach you out there. I think as far as the north it got, it didn't even get farther north than Seattle or Bellevue. It just kind of stayed around that Puget Sound region. The only place it maybe went out east was Issaquah, but at that point it would have been so mild, they probably wouldn't have even felt anything.
Oh, well, okay then. So, little earthquake, that's good. Be grateful it wasn't any bigger and all of that sort of thing. But speaking of earth-shaking experiences, just got to remind y'all, planet Mercury is in retrograde. So, I don't know about the rest of you, but I've had on and off Mercury and retrograde stuff all week. I think the influences are stronger for me just before it went into retrograde. But When Mercury's in retrograde, it messes up communications and stuff, and it's really important to write in pencil because things change and people forget stuff happens. And if anything's going to break electrically, mechanically, it'll go during a Mercury retrograde. So anyway, it just gives us an excuse, you know, when you're late, you forget, or stuff doesn't work. It's Mercury in retrograde. So that goes on, I think, until about the 7th of April, and then it takes a few days to stabilize.
Quite a bit of time, then.
Not a good time to officially start new stuff. Sign contracts, buy stuff, get into things, starting new things. Because the influence is that they're not likely to work as easily or as well, and you have to really pay attention to details and especially communication. So if you can not start new things during retrograde, that's great. It is a good time though to finish old things and, you know, review and regroup and finish old projects and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, just so you know, Mercury's in retrograde. So if things mess up, Nathan, we have an excuse today. It's not our fault.
And I did not get my wish this week about my backup camera. If you're listening to the show last week, I had an issue with the backup camera on my car that was recalled. I was hoping would be more of an issue than it actually was for my car. But it turns out they just needed to make that little minor adjustment rather than replace the whole thing because it wasn't doing what it was being recalled for, which I was hoping it was.
All right, then before we officially start the show and take care of advertisers and get on with it, I just want to follow up a little bit. Last week, Nathan, you had a big announcement. In just case there was somebody missed it. Yeah.
Okay, just looking for it here. Where did I put that thing? It's somewhere around there.
Oh, you got to be ready these days with this.
Oh, here we go. Out stomping around the Pacific Northwest with heavy
feet.
Yes,
that would be Nathan stomping around as Bigfoot. So tell us, what is this whole Bigfoot business all about?
So in conjunction with Hubbard Radio Seattle, they're partnering with Miller Lite through Molson Coors on a new social media marketing campaign for their Miller Lite brand. And it involves a Bigfoot mascot being the main character in the reel, is doing some things with Miller Lite and helping to promote it. So we're going to actually just last week went out down to Olympia and did a whole bunch of filmings for.
So the bottom line is, if you didn't figure it out, Nathan got chosen to be the Bigfoot.
Yes.
And that's because he's so tall.
And not for my big feet, because I have a small shoe size for my height.
For your height. Okay. So it wasn't for your feet, but it was for your height.
Yes.
So so you're the big, tall Bigfoot. And so we'll be able to see you on social media, advertising and marketing type stuff. And then apparently you're going to be at some big some Mariners games and stuff.
That's right. On the 30th for the first Mariners home game, I'll be out in the pen as Bigfoot.
Ooh.
And before the game. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
All
and
right.
We'll be doing some other filmings for like the Jumbotron and stuff like that, too.
Cool.
Can't say exactly what the filmings are going to be about, but that's where you're going to see them.
All right. All right. Well, that's exciting. And so any of you, if you go to Mariners games and stuff, where would people be able to find you so can say, hey, I know Bigfoot, or say
that's
hi?
In the center field pen. So if you get to the game, they open up the gates 2 hours early to the pen. And it's like their beer garden in center field. You see all the fans on TV hanging out there whenever home runs are hit, and they cut to the cameras a lot there. It's also where they do the post-game shows, too, is out of the pen. They have a broadcast booth there. And so around that area is where you'll be able to see me prior to the first pitch.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Okay, then. That's about all we have
time for. Well, I shouldn't say you'll be seeing me. You'll be seeing Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Yeah. Yeah. I still think we need a Name Bigfoot campaign.
I've been playing around with it. Let's see. Lightfoot for Miller Lite.
Well, then you'd have to get rid of your big, heavy footsteps.
That's okay. I don't have big feet anyway.
Well, but I like the Bigfoot music. Shaking. Well,
don't worry. I can still stomp around. Giants
All
make
right.
heavy footsteps do.
Okie dokie then. I'm going to get serious here and try to keep us on schedule. So if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, it's happening early this week because we have to stay on schedule. Anyway, I do it by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then I have a whole pile of affirmations that we do together. They've been chosen for their life-altering potential, and all have been contributed by one member of our family, animal world family, or another. And I'm going to go ahead and get started. And what you need to know is participating with me, saying the prayers and the affirmations is optional. You can say them along with me, or you can opt out. It's completely up to you. It's not like dancing when we get the love train at 10 and 11 and have to spread love around. Dancing's required. But praying and affirming, you get to decide. Your choice. All righty. So here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then, for us human animals, a little longer prayer. That would be the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. And boy, do we need that prayer to spread around. Whew. Powerful stuff, and we need it. All righty. Now, we start with the affirmations, and this first one was a spiritual assignment to me from my spiritual family, Ananda, years ago, and it was, you know, say this affirmation three times in a row, once a day for a week, see what happens. Changed my life, so I offer it to you, too. And I say each affirmation three times, which you are welcome to join me. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, one of our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioners. And she and Dr. Nails are here the second Sunday of every month. And, you know, if you have called in and worked with Linda or listened when she's worked with someone, she always gives us an affirmation. Keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. And so many started doing it, and it was so powerful. I got so many phone calls. I started doing it, changed things for me too, so we include it now. And when I say abundance, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract into your life now. So here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division, and this is the affirmation I use to keep me and my animals in the right energy and frame of mind to be out in the world and so forth. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and personal awareness coach and all-around psychic gal. She's here on the third Sunday of the month, and I use this affirmation for me and my animal friends to keep us in alignment with all this crazy energy going on these days. Alrighty, so here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, and then the last long affirmation here to kind of conclude all of the longer affirmations is the Ananda Institute Warrior of Light, and boy, do we need this one. So we got to send the light and the love all over this country, all over the world. We definitely need it. Alrighty, here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, to conclude our prayers and affirmations and to set them within our energy, our day, our week, this is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, oh, so nice. I always feel like we're done. But I want to get the energy. That's really lovely. All righty. So we are going to now take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Once we take care of our advertisers, chat about them, it'll be time to talk animals. Animals24-7.org. Coming up. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm saying thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Great day to do it, because it's cold and rainy. And not a day to be working outside. Good day to be sitting around and listening to Animal World. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is a best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. She does the energy codes as well. You can hear her the second Sunday of every month here on Animal World. And that's our healing show. She is available to work with you off the air as well. You can work with her in person. She has an office in the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. And you can meet with her there, or she can work with you remotely, because remember, it's energetic healing, so there's no issue with distance. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she would be happy to give you a session. And if you have called into the show and she's worked with you on the air, she says that doesn't count. So you're still a new client as far as she's concerned off the air, and therefore you get a free session. So Linda Rasmussen, her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Nathan, listening to the ads, I think, how many years has Linda been advertising? And how long many years she been doing the show and all of this? The light never went on, and I never quite got the Vertical Energy Worldwide business.
Yeah.
And I guess it finally sunk in when I was listening to the ad this time, and I got it. Oh, of course, if you're horizontal, you're laying flat. You're not connected to your higher self and your higher stuff. If you're vertical, you're connected to the higher. So I got it for the first time. Whoa. Okay, so don't tell Linda that all these years, I had no idea what she meant by all that. But
it's okay. We'll keep that off the air.
Yeah, but now I get it. Okay? This is the way to connect with your higher energy. How cool is that? So verticalenergyworldwide.com. Check out Linda and then call or text her for your free session. 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available, open for business, and she has plenty of room for new clients. So if you've got something going on emotionally, behaviorally, physically, for sure, she helps keep me in balance. I don't think I'd be able to get around if it wasn't for her. And it's just what a blessing to be in the actual healing room, the space with the gongs and the chimes. And you can get a feeling for what some of the sounding healing is about, because she posted a wonderful sound attunement for the spring equinox that was just this last week. So if you go to Facebook, you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and scroll down, and then you can access the attunement, and think it's almost about a 10-minute piece that you listen to, and you can watch her do the gongs and the chimes and stuff and hear the music, and you just it feels really wonderful. So that's a good way to check it out. So you can check Jude out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. You can find the attunement there as well. Or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are all caught up. And I'm delighted to say, even though Mercury's in retrograde, guess who tuned in and joined us on time, which everything is working so far. Yay! So it's time to welcome back Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Good morning, Merritt and Beth.
Good morning, Martha.
So how's life out on Whidbey Island? I mean, it's cold and rainy and yucky here and Monroe Salton. What's going on over there on the island?
Out here, the wind is blowing about 30 miles an hour. Just about took the door out of Beth's hand this morning.
This has never happened. I am not a little person. I could not shut the door like the storm door, like somebody was holding it.
Huh.
To the point where I had to call out for Merritt. I mean, that's unheard of.
Wow.
And it was about 30 miles per hour.
Wow. Yeah, that's something I didn't mention at the weather earlier, is that it is going to be a stronger windy day today at gusting 30 miles per hour.
Oh, well, okay. So you're now my flag is hanging straight down. So there's no wind where I am right now yet, I guess, probably I should say. But no wind here. It's just rainy and cold.
Same here in the Bellevue area.
So I guess the wind is all over at Merritt and Beth's house. And but you never know, it may come our way or your way or depending.
Not a good week to be on the islands with earthquakes and strong winds.
Well, I was just going to ask him, because Nathan was talking about, because Nathan, you're down in Des Moines, right?
Yeah, around that area.
In Normandy Beach or wherever.
Normandy Park.
Normandy Park, down that area. And there were, apparently you said you were in bed.
Yep.
So it was at night, Monday night?
Monday evening, around 11 o'clock.
And you felt just a second of something.
A little bit of a jiggle, yeah.
And turns out there it was an earthquake. And where did you say the epicenter was?
Around Vashon Island, Tacoma area.
Yeah, so what about you, Merritt and Beth? Did you feel an earthquake Monday night?
No.
Anything like that, we attribute it to a cat jumping off the bed.
So, no, you weren't aware of it.
They're quite up north, so I doubt they would have felt it.
Well, but isn't Whidbey somewhere in the area of Vashon? I mean, they're all islands.
No, they're up north of Everett.
I sound really smart, don't I, for someone who grew up here?
They're even more north than you, Martha.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
We do live on a fault, though.
Yeah, the Saratoga Passage is a deep fault.
Oh, okay. So, and then more likely to have earthquakes when you're on a fault? Is that?
Actually, less likely.
Less
here.
Likely.
Maybe a tsunami.
Whidbey Island is basically a big sandbar, and the sand absorbs the shock. And then where we are on the island has been geologically stable for about 15,000 years. It's one of the higher points that was Rocky Island before the sandbar built up around it.
How fascinating.
Woolly Mammoth dug up only a couple hundred yards behind us.
Oh, really?
He just apparently was eating grass and maybe got hit by lightning or something, but that's where he died, and that's where they found him.
Wow. You're in Woolly Mammoth territory. Ooh. And who knew? I mean, you're a wealth of information about all kinds of stuff. But I didn't know that about Whidbey being a sandbar and all that sort of thing. Fascinating.
There were three rocky islands that were joined as a sandbar built up among them.
Fascinating. All right. Well, then you guys have also had some excitement out in your way. And you teased me with a little story because, you know, part of your family that we've gotten to know here on Animal World started with Henry the Rooster. And for anybody that doesn't know, what Henry was kind of like, just a rogue rooster wandering around Whidbey Island, right?
In a park.
And I guess he was there for a while, Beth, and you couldn't stand it. You had to collect him and bring him home, huh?
Yeah, it took me a few weeks to befriend, you know, to get him to trust me. And then he just hopped into the car.
Roosters can be really great. They can be scary, too, if they don't like you. But once they befriend you, they're really good. So Henry jumped in the car and home he came. And so then I know you. Henry used to join us on the air when it was just Henry and Merritt and Beth, although he was bonded with Beth, and he'd sit in her lap. And so Nathan and I got to meet him and see him and all of that. And then he is a chicken, after all. And so you got him a wife. And so Arabella joined the team. And since then, Henry's not really joined us on the air because he's busy being a chicken and, you know, has a companion now. So we hear the stories. But you dropped a little bomb. I didn't get the details because I wanted to hear about it here. But you said Henry caught his tail feathers on fire, for heaven's sakes. Oh, my gosh. Tell us that story. What the heck happened?
When we first brought him home, he wasn't so big.
Uh-huh, okay.
Probably grown two times the size he was when we brought him home. So
that must have been, he must have been a young rooster then when you found him, or he just wasn't well fed, or how come he grew so much?
Maybe a little of both.
Okay.
But he's getting the best food now, and so he's the best that he can be. But yeah. Also, while he and Arabella still fit in the chicken house just fine, when he stands up, his feathers are like all over the place because he's a big guy.
Okay.
So we had put in a heater for the winter, just a little snake, a little reptile heater, very small with a bulb, a heat bulb. While it does get hot, it never was a problem. And it kept them nice and roasty. But I went out to check on them and I look at one of, because I'm obsessive about how they're doing. But anyway, I look at one of his tail feathers and it's singed.
Uh-oh.
And it's half. It's singed. It's brown. Like either, I don't think he caught it on fire. I think what he did was singe it. But I don't know. I wasn't there. So Merritt fixed something, put some chicken wire over it so that can't happen anymore.
So it's a little heat bulb inside their chicken enclosure that, because, you know, if you've got outdoor chickens around here, you really have to have an enclosure for them, especially at night and so forth. There's so many predators outside, you know, you've got.
They love it. They want to be safe.
Yeah, so, they want to be, so, you know, you close them up at night, and apparently, so it sounds like, okay, when he was smaller and all of that, space was not an issue, but now he's grown up and has lots of hair and, or lots of feathers and stuff, and with that, his tail just must have been too close
to
it.
Thank
goodness he didn't totally catch on fire and he roasted your chickens in their chicken house.
No, I don't think it's capable of doing that. It's not that powerful. But it has burned my finger, so never test a heat bulb with your finger to see if it's.
Isn't that silly? Sometimes we just, no accounting for stupid Bites. Humans sometimes. Bites. Is this hot? Gee, let me touch it. But that's kind of what kids do, you know.
I've made that mistake.
Yeah, that's kind of how we learn.
Yeah. But he's safe now, and Merritt fashioned a very nice cover for
it. I got to stipulate that the cover is made out of hardware cloth with a fairly fine openings so that no piece of a feather can get through it to touch that bulb anymore. And
right.
There's a buffer area of a couple of inches between the closest that Henry can get and the bulb. Because I think he was sitting there trying to toast his ass and had his feather.
Toasty butt.
He is so protective, Martha. He really positions himself with Arabella in the back so he can, even if the door's shut, I'll open the door and there he is. He is the, nothing is going to ever hurt Arabella. Nothing.
He would protect her with his life.
Oh, and it would not be. I finally had to do something behavioral for him.
Yeah.
Get a squirt bottle.
Ah.
I thought that was just for cats.
Well, squirt bottles work well as an interrupter, a negative association for a number of animals. Yeah, they work for cats, but they're also a training tool that I use with dogs. Not all dogs, you know, I use a training tool to interrupt, you know, an obsessive focus on something and also make a negative association with whatever's going on. And I start with sound interrupt sound, because it is the easiest and usually the most effective with the most amount of dogs. But sometimes some dogs are not sound sensitive. Then we have to go the squirt bottle. And with some dogs don't like to be squirted with water. And then there are dogs like Robbie Golden Retriever, who says, "Oh, gosh, that was fun. Squirt me again." It's his favorite game is squirt me with a hose. So with those models, I use 3/4 water, 1/4 white vinegar in the squirt bottle.
Oh, the smell.
And that works well. But so now we're learning it must be, Beth, that a squirt bottle works with roosters too, huh?
Yeah. It's
so
just
how are you using water. Your squirt bottle with him?
Well, I finally had to do something because he is such a wonderful – he's a rooster.
Yeah.
He protects Arabella so well, and you have to accept the animal for who they are and what they are. So I had to protect myself. If I'm going to take care of these two little rescue roosters long term, I have to be able to go out there safely. And he's,
so what was preventing you from going out there safely?
He's
Henry?
Henry. He would sneak attacks. But now he's...
Well, so we should, because I have some experience with roosters. I've never lived with chickens, but friends of mine, you know, who have chickens, and then there where I had Dan, my horse, boarded for a while after my mom died and I had to move back in the city. Dan was at a farm, and they had chickens and roosters. And as I recall, big black rooster, really huge, and they can be really mean and defensive and territorial. And when people would come, he would run at them, and then they jump up and get you at the because you know their legs have the spikes on them, right? And so they jump up to spike you with their legs. And that's, you know, and we've talked about sometimes, you know, the cockfighting, the rooster fighting and stuff. And that's where, you know, that stuff gets yucky, you know, because don't they put razor blades and stuff, attach them to. And so that's where all this cockfighting comes from, is because roosters are really territorial and jealous and all of that. And they fight. So Henry, I'm a little surprised by this because I don't know chickens that well. I haven't lived with them. But before Arabella, I mean, you rescued Henry and you were pretty bonded with him.
I
would have thought that bond might have lasted and you would be part of the family and he wouldn't go after you. But he did, huh?
He knows I'm part of the family. Yeah, I am part of the family. But he is so obsessed with protecting Arabella. It's really not even territorial. It's about making sure that nothing comes between him and Arabella.
So he's just reminding you and coming after you, and he would sneak up on you and all of that. So you just use a squirt bottle and, you know, say, don't mess with me, squirt, sort of thing.
Yeah, and now he sees it, and he's smart enough to know he keeps his distance and he doesn't go after me. He did try to do a sneak attack when I was feeding him, but my coat deflected his jump. But it's just water. It took me a year to decide that I had to do something about it.
Well, good for you. Yeah.
He had torn pieces of my flesh.
Oh dear.
I think the water bottle, I would recommend anybody that has chickens and problematic roosters.
Yeah, that's why we're going into detail, because this is actually helpful for people that have chickens and rooster. I know with that rooster, you know, where my horse was boarded, I talked to the rooster and I was able to form a relationship with them. And so the roosters didn't bother me. I got along with them just fine. But that is that doesn't happen for everyone, and it isn't always the case. But
personalities, and there's only two here.
We know that chickens or roosters actually make really good pets with some people. That a lot of people have them live in the house, and they have little rooster chicken outfits and harnesses, and go for walks and rides, and they really bond with their people, and they can actually be really great little companions. So it's nice to know that you can use a squirt bottle. They're smart enough that you can use something like that to actually train them and teach them stuff.
But most people that have chickens, because I have a lot of contact with other women, mostly women that have chickens.
Yeah.
And the rooster is often a problem, but I didn't hand raise Henry. Got Henry as an adult. And so that bond was a little different than somebody that raises.
So if you'd raised him from a chick, that might have been different. But because, you have no idea what his background was before he ended up wandering around the park in Whidbey.
He got dumped because of his personality. But anyway,
a lot of roosters do. There was on my Next Door page this week, a poster of a photograph of a big rooster and said, hey, this guy just showed up in the neighborhood. He's wanting to know anybody lose a rooster. Well, nobody, chimed in that lost a rooster. But in a couple of days, she said, oh, well, he found the chickens down the road and they didn't have a rooster. So he's moved in now and he's a happy camper and has a new chicken family. So some people can do a rooster and some can't. A lot of them don't keep roosters because of their cock-a-doodle doing. And does Henry wake you up a lot? Or
twice now I've forgotten to secure them, and so then he'll wake us up.
Okay.
I don't open that door until 8:30. Right now he's going to bed at they're getting secured in their enclosure at about 8:30. And as the day gets longer, it'll be a little later and a little later. Uh-huh. So I don't, 8 o'clock is sort of the hour that is fair enough where most of the people around here who are older, they're already up. So but he crows for everything. If he wants something from Rose.
All right. Oh, we had the funny Facebook. Yeah. Oh, when we had that funny Facebook, remember that Facebook post, Nathan, we had of the rooster crowing and he crowed himself and fell right over backwards? It's a stare. Did you see that one, Beth?
That deserves a repost.
Yeah. He crows so loud he falls over backwards. Oh, it's just
loud and
hysterical.
Long.
Yeah, it's just hysterical. I'll have to see if I can find that. Alrighty, we are way over time for our advertisers, so let's take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back. We'll have a few more minutes before we close out the hour and get the love train out and all of that, and then we got another whole hour with Merritt and Beth, and we'll talk in animals, and good post for you guys last night. I didn't get a chance to read it all, but we got bullfights on the menu today and all kinds of other stuff, I'm sure. But anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm not sure about multidimensional, but we're here, and we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com, and if you haven't heard about them live before, you get that opportunity today, because, you know, one of our favorite guests, because she's always fun to talk to and has great stories and knows a whole lot about nutrition and supporting our animal friends. And that's Janice, the founder and chief cook and bottle washer for NuPro Supplements, will join us for the last hour of today's show. She's vacationing down in Florida, and but it's going to join us, and so we'll get some firsthand updates on all of the great products from NuPro, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And then, of course, you heard from me, and you know I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animals and solve problems quickly, well, their dogs especially. Had a great session on Queen Anne yesterday, a little stray that I swear it was a Brussels Griffon, but neat little dog, and separation issues, but we were out of the apartment and down the hall, and a quiet dog. And gosh, these newer developments, everybody, you know, gets now these nanny cams, so you can keep an eye on your animal and see what's going on. And that's really helpful when you're working with separation issues and stuff. But anyway, I had a great session yesterday. So if I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so please write down my phone number and give it to anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs and wants to solve them. I'll talk to them for free on the phone and the number to give them. Or you can use it too, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then, we have got Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org in the studio, or not in the studio with us, they're in the Zoom studio with us. They are here and we are talking animals. We just got all caught up on Henry the Rooster and his tail, singed tail feathers. And for anybody, if you've got chickens and you put them in a chicken coop, if you've got heating things, make sure if you got roosters that have tail feathers that you pay attention to the lesson that Beth and Merritt learned, which is you gotta shield the heater from the feathers, because otherwise you could have a little disaster. So I thought, since we're already on the subject, and we even, you know, we're talking about roosters and how they can be very territorial, they can be very defensive and defend their flock or their mates like Henry does. And Beth was explaining how she uses a squirt bottle to teach him that he is not to attack her when she's out there taking care of the chickens. And so that's great behavior modification for chickens. So once we've started the fighting, what's the latest in news around the country, the world with cockfighting? Because that's a serious issue.
Two very big cases just outside Dallas. The first to the east, was in Titus County, where Steve Hindy and his team droned a cockfight attended by 228 cars.
Oh, wow.
Sheriff's department sent out four deputies who then did absolutely nothing. And Beth did the research and discovered that the sheriff down there is good buddies with the guy that owns the cockfighting premises. So we did a big article about that. Lo and behold, just 2 days later, Steve Hindy and his team droned another major cockfight. This one was just south of Dallas in Ellis County. This time, the sheriff there busted the whole thing. And as of when we went to bed last night, they were still sorting out the roosters and figuring out who all was going to be charged with what and what they were going to do with the roosters. They really don't know what to do with the roosters. The SPCA of Texas refused to take them.
So what are you talking, like around 200 roosters or something? Is that what you're talking about?
200 or more.
200 or more. Yeah, what would you do? My goodness. Yeah, because, you know, people don't want one roosters a lot. You know, I mean, they're not that easy. So the ASPCA or in the area refused to take them?
Well,
so far, they're still, the last we heard, they were still trying to get hold of organizations. They had not been able to get hold of quite a few in the middle of the night. But we're talking places that are trying to maintain a no-kill shelter don't want to take in these roosters because they are going to have to euthanize most of them. There's no place for 200 and some roosters. We got one rooster,
yeah,
and it's a problem. So you multiply that by 226 or whatever the exact number is.
Also, not in defense of the Houston SPCA, Dallas SPCA, they had already taken in a big cockfighting bus, taken in
Bunch of roosters already.
200. So they already had that experience, and they had to euthanize them.
That was back in 2015, but
I mean, you're still licking your
still
wounds.
Still traumatized from that, so they don't even want to touch roosters anymore.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, even about, you know, adopting them and people taking them. Do these roosters, if, I don't know, do they train them for fighting?
Both. They're trained for, they actually train them like an athlete. They train them to fight, but also their genetics, they're bred with other roosters so that they are more aggressive than your average rooster.
Yeah, your game fowl breeds start out being more aggressive, and then they accentuate that with how they're tethered within sight of each other, but not able to reach each other in little hutches outdoors. So you can actually find them from the air when you find these rows of hundreds of hutches with the roosters tethered outside. That's not how birds are raised for eggs or for meat. That's exclusively how fighting roosters are raised.
And they're given supplements as well.
And often steroids. And often, you know,
to make them bigger and stronger and all of that. And I know I can hear maybe someone saying, well, if you bust these cockfighting rings and then you have all these roosters and you got to kill them, euthanize them anyway, well, why not just let them, you know, be cockfighting and do all of that? Well, it's really... Yeah, it really is a cruel sport, the way these animals or these roosters, you know, the way they're raised and housed and all of that. And then, you know, like we told you earlier, they actually, they put razors on the spikes on their legs. So, I mean, they're tearing each other apart when they do this. I mean, it just is really awful stuff. So it really needs to be shut down.
The other thing to consider is that where there are cockfights and dog fighting, but where there are cockfights, there's drugs, there's illegal betting. And in a lot of states, it's a felony.
Well, here in Washington, we've had a couple of murders associated with cockfighting. Three that
very violent.
Well, all right. Well, let's, we've got to close out hour number one and get love training and then fire up hour number two. Let's, we'll finish up with this when start the next hour. Any other details, and especially, yeah, if there's stuff going on locally that we need to know about. And we will get to the bullfighting, and who knows what else is on the list that we'll get to in the next hour. So everybody, you know, stay right where you are. Now it's time to fire up that love train, and boy, there was ever a time that we needed the love train and to spread love around. It is now, and we need to spread it all over this country. We need to spread it all over the world. Remember, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. We've got issues and with Israel and Gaza, and you know, the war started up again there. Not to mention what's the disasters going on here in this country. And if you don't realize that there is an intentional and massive takeover and destruction of our government going on within the government right now, this is your wake-up call, because it's happening now, and you need to pay attention. So we are going to send this love all over the country, all over the world. That's the only thing we can do right now is pray and send love and light, although it is time to wake up and get out there and do what you can to help save our democracy. So there you go. All righty. I energize up the love train music because dancing is required, you guys, as we got to get our energy up and juices flowing. Send the love and light around. But you can dance in your chair. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair or anywhere. Get up, join the love train with me. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I energize up this love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us some extra energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eterner the youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. More with animals24-7.org for the next hour, coming up right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.